This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I'm going to go glow bowling or roller skating.
That's a classic. Welcome to the Humane Society. Half off adoptions. Mangy dog. Three-legged dog.
So says Snoop Dogg.
Bald dog.
So get your poopa scooper. Because my homie is talking crap. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
You got a remix.
Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
What are you doing?
I hate when Matt Man sings. I hate when Matt Man sings.
Hello.
More than just my armpit stink.
More than just my armpit stink.
This is like a bad dream of mine.
Isn't it?
You're going to be late for work. You better hurry up. Better get out of bed. It's getting real.
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
Remember how, like, in the old days when you'd have a friend that was, like, passed out drunk in the back seat? You were the responsible one and you're driving home.
Here, listen to this. It's
4:45. They'll be passed out dead drunk to the world, and you'll put on a song like this, and you'd see, like, one toe start to tap.
Starting to wiggle.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's. Like, they start feeling it.
I thought he was passed out.
When you say, pull over and get us some more alcohol, and we'll go out all night.
He's like, these nuts. Yeah. Wrong one.
What clubs are open?
I'm going to pump you good.
You know, I saw the first, at least my first viewing of the trailer for Happy Gilmore 2.
I haven't seen it yet.
I saw it last night for the first time.
I think it's straight to Netflix, right?
Yep.
You kind of wish it was in the
theater. They're coming out with that and Pretty Women, too. Pretty Woman.
I don't know if that's real.
Pretty Women? Like he gets two at once now?
No, it's Richard Gere and Little Women, but he's banging all of them.
I don't think that's real.
Like they're like midgets?
Yeah.
Look, tell me if this is real, because I get fooled by this all the time.
You talking about the micro brawlers?
No.
Okay.
They're doing Tremors on Netflix with Kevin Bacon as a series.
I can see that.
I saw that poster.
How you?
Freaking Tremors was great. Part one, not two and three.
The little worms.
Yeah, the worms come up.
It's a side effect of some medicines that they advertise. Mako's diarrhea, tremors.
Multiple diarrheas.
Appearances by Kevin Bacon.
Oh. Mako's diarrhea in your pants, in your buddy's car.
You don't want diarrhea
in his
car.
Pants.
Oof.
Oh, where do you want it, Paige?
Exactly.
On the toilet.
You don't want
to have
it. You don't want it when you're in the car.
No, you can't pull over. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, you ever wonder why the forest is so green and lush? Because all the animals are just taking dumps in it all the time.
I mean, it really is. It's amazing our toilets are not green.
You know what's crazy about, like...
Amazing.
My cattle, they have plenty of places. Like, literally think about if there was no such thing as a bathroom. Like, you just go anywhere in your yard. Would you go to the same spot in your yard? Or would you just share it around? Or maybe just go... When it hits you, you would just go right then and there.
This is what Daniel Bryan does. They have an outside composting toilet.
You do do's outside?
Yeah, just use it. But there's like a toilet outside to do it.
Is there like a little like crowning chair or something to sit in?
It's like a regular. I gotta look it up. It's a regular toilet, but it's outdoors, and it like it just collects for the compost. Like
that's
fertilizer.
Good.
Does Bella Twin's wife go out there too?
I'm pretty sure she does.
You're bringing is part of the ecosystem then.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is like the cows all kind of like poop in the same little area.
Yeah, they have their own section that they like.
No, it's not
territory.
It's not segmented. It's just like I feel like they're like, yeah, we don't want to step in this all the time, so we're going to do it. But it makes that part of the pasture way greener than the part they don't do.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
Yes. So you got to think
lush
like,
and pretty.
When you see the lushness of a nice forest, that means all the animals have doo-dooed everywhere.
Probably
so.
Yeah.
Oh, you know how this works? Obviously, there's no plumbing to it because it's a composting toilet. So you just pull the bowl out from the back when it fills up.
It goes
up
in the ground.
Yeah, like look at this
Ew.
Picture.
Dude, that's kind of like my question about how did they handle waste management on Noah's Ark?
I would
like
want
literally
that smell.
Who was,
I don't think they dumped it in the ocean.
I mean, it would have been bad to do because there was like dead people floating around in the water then. You couldn't fish for a while, I imagine, because it's all the dead people floating around.
Plus, you know, an animal's going to fall off, right?
You got to think one
like
of
that jet
them,
we lost, it just like fell off.
Yeah, or like one of them, you know, they take one of each. Not each species, but I think the way
two
it works is. One. Yeah, but one of each gender, I should have said, right. But they would take, like, they didn't take every type of dog. They took a dog kind, I think is the way it's said, or a pig kind, like mankind.
For all pig kind.
Too deep.
Wow. What a mind blower.
It was
like this was. This is something really, and the backstory on this is might be funnier than the revelation that I had, but there's a place where, I wouldn't even have to set it up too much. Fat boy, if you wanted to go buy cowboy boots in the upstate, where would you go?
Lesbos.
Okay. There's where this came from.
Okay.
It's Lebos.
That's what it is.
Okay.
But fat boy, a lot of times, I don't know if it's on purpose. It's those things. Is he saying that on purpose or is he forgetting?
Yeah,
he gets
boot
all
barn.
Silly.
So I told someone that, and I won't say who it was, but it was over, you know, over the sad days. I mean, they're all sad, but the it's those times when I'm seeing all these sad people around me and I'm trying to think of, I still am the person trying to think of the funny things to like.
I wanted to bring something up, but I didn't want to.
Go ahead.
Like you always wanted to hear your mom cuss.
Yeah, I know.
Of course you're paying.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
No, you don't.
No. I mean, not in a bad way, but like if she, you know, like
just
I always said, I've only heard, and she never fully admitted it, but I did hear her say the S word one time, and she's probably going to make it thunder now because I said that, but my daddy ran over her toe with a buggy, and she was wearing open-toed shoes, and she dropped a big old S, and so, I mean, to the point where it's not in a bad scar, like, you know, PTSD, but like, I remember it, I'll never forget it. No matter how many times she denied it, I just
it wasn't that disturbing.
It was.
I mean, it was a weird, like heavy community cash buggy too.
Like without using the prefix, it was it like that. You know what I'm saying?
I've heard my mother. It shocked me how
followed
she
followed by fail.
She changed with Alzheimer's, and at the end, I did hear her say the F word to a nurse in the hospital, and I was just like, blown away.
Oh yeah, the Alzheimer's, they kind of lose it. Get bad.
It'd be hard to not just crack up laughing though if you're like a nurse when you hear some of that.
Well, it's like Benjamin Button's when he's old, he's actually a little kid and he's running around cussing everybody out.
Yeah.
It's also
okay,
not real.
So I was telling somebody that and they said, where do we even get the term lesbian from? Because what's the differential? Like a man is a homosexual, but a woman's a lesbian. So this is what, and hold on, I got to open my email because I sent this to myself. All right, so, no, true story. This is incredible right here.
Yeah.
There is a Greek island called Lesbos, okay?
Okay.
And the term lesbian is actually derived from the writings of a poet named Sappho, or Sappho, S-A-P-P-H-O.
I'm sure it's
looks
Sappho.
Looks like sapphire, but Sappho, who knows? Anyway, she was born on Lesbos, the island, in the year 630. And she was a woman who liked to write poems about women in her village that made her, quote, quote, moist. Okay?
That's interesting.
So poets referred to her as a lesbian poet because she was from the island of Lesbos. But all her poems, her hikus and such, I call them Ming, they were all about women that turned her on and made her, quote, you know, human. Oh.
You know what else she liked?
What'd she like?
Having a mohawk and a chain
wallet. Softball games.
Or
the chicks.
Miss Ezrich. Walking around with a hammer.
Wow.
Lilith Fair.
Lilith Fair's good.
The thought of Hillary as a president.
What are you talking about?
Two stud earrings.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, so, like, that island was so, no matter what that island had been called, that would have, what lesbians would have been called
so
throughout
were sirens on the...
I didn't look it up. I did not. That was just one thing where I was in the, somebody was saying, you know, why do they, you know, why are lesbians called lesbians and homosexuals are called homosexuals?
I'm like,
you know, I don't know. And then so I Google it, and it's like, yeah, there's that. So lesbians come from Greek people, the Greek island of Lesbos.
I was trying to figure out why the island was called that, but I can't really find that.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Hold on. Let me scroll back down. This is very interesting. This is part of our inclusivity.
Sirens and the okay.
Because if I try to look up lesbian, all it says is woman attracted to another woman and woman who plays softball is all it says.
Look at, you're full of crap. Look up the island of Lesbos, though. It might link you to a porno movie, but it's the other one. The island of Lesbos. I want to see if that's like a vacation destination. Oh, it's lovely.
Can you go to it?
Oh, it's right there by the Aegean. Oh, God. Who invented words?
Is it the Scissor Sea?
No.
Changing it to the Scissor Sea.
Dude, you could go to the Lesbo Beach. Holy crap.
Nice.
We love it, quite frankly. It's our favorite place to beach.
God, is it topless? That would be... It should be bottomless, no?
Should be. Just to make sure.
So what if you're a guy from the island of Lesbos? You're a lesbian.
You can be.
I mean, that's right. I'm literally on Wikipedia right now. And holy moly, look at this. A judge in Athens, Greece, rejected a case when there was a group of women in Lesbos. It sounds wild. A group of women in Lesbos that sued the Greek Gay and Lesbian Union, a gay rights group in Greece, trying to take the word lesbian out of their name because they're like, in Lesbos, we are all lesbians.
God.
And you know what? That causes friction. Like those people, it's like we're just all playing off history. Surnames, prefixes, suffixes, all this stuff. Like the woman was from Lesbos, and she wrote about lacking women. So she made the word lesbians.
They could tell she was from Lesbos because she left on a motorcycle.
Oh, that's not true. Pinky Tuscadero wrote on Fonzie's.
I love Greece.
It is the word.
You can tell by your gut.
I was teeing you up.
Oh, man.
I threw the alley-oop.
Wow-wee.
See, I was wondering with the sirens how they manipulated men and killed them.
With vibrations, right?
I don't...
What happened to the Lickalotopus dinosaurs? I feel like they went the way of the Pachysaurus, right?
Well, they drew men and... If they're on Lesbos, where they can hear them out to sea, I don't know.
Sirens on Lesbos?
Yeah.
What'd it sound like?
Hey, y'all. Come on in. No. We got cornhole and a bonfire. Bonfire. We got naked women.
No, it's right, like this beautiful chanting sound that drew the sailors in, and then they manipulated them and killed them.
We got... Reruns of Kate and Alley. We're giving out free mohawks. Come on in.
Mary Chafe's Carpenter will be here later. It's a tribute band.
We got all the Indigo Girls.
Paige?
Wow.
What are you working on in the
Plex?
Oh, my
gosh. Well, Steven Spielberg decided to name the best American movie of all time. Might be one of your favorites.
He's probably going to say one of his, right? Which he might have an argument. He's got some good ones.
I mean, even the ones that, like, he took movies that were not going to be all that good and made them real good.
Yeah, he did.
Like, if he hadn't got a hold of Goonies, that would have been a disastrous movie. In many feel it is, and that's why it's charming.
It was going to be all the principal from Ferris Bueller.
They were going to get attacked by a giant squid.
Wow.
And there were going to be car chase at the beginning was supposed to be monkeys that got into a police car and drove a police car around. That's the original thing. And they shot it that way. And Spielberg's like, y'all are stupid. This is dumb. Look it up about the red squid.
It's got to be hard to train monkeys to do that, right?
Well,
to
it was drive. People in the costumes.
I can't even
like
see
panda bears are at the zoo. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with a discussion about the best American movie of all time. And on Saturday night, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas presented Francis Ford Coppola with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute. And during his tribute, Spielberg named what he believes is the greatest American film of all time. What do you think it is?
Which one, Coppola's? Okay, so she nodded.
I don't know. I was going to say Five Will Goes West, but I don't think he
was involved in that.
No, you said Coppola, it threw me.
I mean, it's obvious. I mean, he's made a bunch of good stuff. I need to move closer to the microphone. I'm just comfortable laying back.
Yeah, I know. That new one wasn't good though. Didn't look good.
What was the latest?
Adam Driver's in it. I forgot. It's like some sci-fi future. I forgot the name of it.
What is it, man? I started watching it, and it was not something with Mars, right?
It was his passion project.
Yeah.
He was wanting to do for years and years.
Scarface, Godfather.
Of course. So during this tribute,
Papa Shango, some call it.
He said the Godfather is the one. So he said, quote, many artists can and do take a bow from their work on a page.
I took a bow at 5:05 this morning.
On a screen.
It was a movement I started.
but our applause for you, Francis, is from a different kind of audience. When we were young, it's our parents that we want to make proud, and then it's our friends, and then it's our colleagues, and finally it's our peers. But you, sir, are peerless.
It's like after a hurricane.
Would he consider that? Like,
the beach.
Would he take that compliment as his own because Puzo was helping him with the script?
He wrote it. Yeah, I mean, he wrote the book.
Yeah, so he had
people don't realize it started off. Mario Puzo wrote the book.
Like, he wrote the book and the script. Like, they adapted it, and then I don't know if he would feel like that was a complete, like, his work.
Good point.
Though it is. It's a great movie.
So Spielberg says you've inspired a generation of storytellers who want to make you proud of their work, proud of our work, and always want to make you proud of my work.
But do you, like, in your heart, I mean, that movie's one that people will literally fight you if you tell it it's not good. Like, my dad would always, that's a funny little argument that he and Hey Baby would get into about. He loved Scarface, loved that movie so much. My dad did. It's depressing, though. Well, he enjoyed it. And, you know, the language was, like, I think it was, like, the most cuss
very,
words
very
in a
violent
mainstream movie. Well, see, they didn't care about the violence. It was only the language.
Well, that's what bothers me is the really, violence.
Yeah.
Especially in the hotel with the chainsaw.
But, what do you think it is? Not, like, your necessarily your favorite, because mine's obviously Back to the Future. But as far as, like, the quintessential American movie, is that one that's got just too many accolades? It's just almost cookie cutter to say?
I mean, and think about Spielberg, I guess you'd think of E.T., right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, yeah.
I mean, as far as good quality film for America.
Saving Private Ryan, I guess, would be a big one. It's got to hit close to an event, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can see why they would, you know, Godfather's really the story of, you know, Italian-American immigration.
The Godfather.
Let's put White Boy Rick on there, then.
That's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
My dad took us to see The Godfather, and I was very disturbed by that.
I wonder if Edith knows White Boy Rick as well. Did she crossways with him?
And the sex scene. And then, to see the horse in the bed.
You're disappointed it was just the head only.
No.
Spoiler alert.
It made me cry because I love horses. It was very exciting, you know, to see something like that.
What if the headless horseman was riding around on a headless horse? Would that be freaky or what?
They do the horseless headsman.
The horseless headsman?
Yeah, for the Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, no, are you being serious?
He just walked around with no horse, yeah. It was a little guy with a huge head.
My gosh, man.
If you want to watch, The Offer on Paramount Plus is a great show about how The Godfather got made. It really is good.
What is it like behind the scenes or is it a...
No, it's a show about dramatic, like the...
Okay.
Like, you know, they're actors playing the parts. The guy who plays Bob Evans is great.
Those are tough to do. Like, for instance, the movie Not Up, because that was the one about the old man. The one where it's about Jordan, Air Jordan specifically. With
Air?
Ben, yeah, Air.
Yeah, that's a good movie, too.
One of the best movies about something that, like, is not even focusing on Michael Jordan himself, but it was just the act of those shoes. And, you know, he would always be kind of framed out of it, Michael would, the character.
The fact that they don't go into how important Sonny Vaccaro was for Nike.
Dude. I mean,
he brought LeBron,
look up
Kobe.
Tinker Hatfield. Like, that's a name that younger people should even know. They have no clue who Tinker Hatfield is.
No.
And no, it's not a former Clemson coach. That was Ken.
Ken.
What a name, Tinker.
Tinker. I love it.
A Siamese cat named Tinker.
I had a grandpa who built a building in the backyard just to go out there
his
and
name
tinker.
Was tinker.
That's all he
good.
Did was tinker back there.
You had a Siamese cat named Tinker?
Yeah, we did.
That seems offensive.
We didn't. I know. We didn't name him Tinker. We adopted him and he was already named Tinker.
Cats have stupid names. All animals, if you think about it. Especially if you name them for a society.
Oh, I thought you were making fun of my donkey named Banjo.
No, that was actually fitting. Name. That's probably the best one you got besides Otis. Name wise is for animals.
Well, I
did you name Otis?
No.
Why can Otis be a goat? You ever think of that?
We already had
call him GOTUS.
GOTUS?
Now you gotta get one.
Next time we get a new one, we're gonna brainstorm. I know it'll be by phone because you won't come, but
Oh, you're way out there when it gets to farming. I've heard you say about where it is. I'm like, cool. I don't know how you go so much.
To see you help with farm tours, fat boy.
I did it growing up, man. We had goats, mules. They love beer. Pour Bud Light on the goat's lip.
Horses love beer mash. God bless, they do. It's not, there's no alcohol in it, but they love it. It's like just oatmeal or whatever.
Let's get billy goats. They have huge nuts, and they just like swing.
Yeah. I mean, they do. I sometimes lay on the ground and just watch them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a little, like a pendulum back and forth.
That's my field of sunflowers.
That's your relaxation.
Just laying on my back, doing snow angels and dog and cow poo. Wow. The nuts of goats walk by.
Or when the goat has a goat kid and their milk sack starts filling up.
I see. We've got.
Sing a do, I do.
We got another. All goats do is have sex and doo-doo. That's all they do.
That's all I want to do.
Because there's another one now
come
that's
back as a goat in his next life.
So it's weird. Like remember the first set of baby goats that we had?
Yep.
One of those, that was 2 years ago, and she's now pregnant, and I'm like, God, that's weird.
That is weird, a two-year-old getting pregnant.
Yeah, but like in goat years, she's still like 12, and I'm like,
that's close enough. Too soon.
Well, I know, but this is weird.
We did that too.
Anyway, she's getting a big old ass on her nose.
Poor little crazy goat looking thing. Gonna have a baby.
Big goat ass.
Yeah, big old goat butt. All right, I don't want your donkey. Give me that goat.
Big old leg.
That donkey.
That goat in my throat. Something.
Oh, my
right,
God.
Suck it some birthdays and more next. Good morning.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people, we're celebrating a birthday on the 29th of April. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
You want to do some damn birthdays? Let's start with this lady.
This is my favorite time of the show, and it's you're probably saying, oh, it's because it's the end of the show. And you're right.
So,
you don't want to have too much fun. It's like going to an all-day rock concert festival. The first three bands and the last three bands are all you're going to remember.
Oh, yeah.
Rest of it's all a big blur, waiting in lines and waiting to go poo-poo and dump and pee and stuff. Yeah, any way you want to call it.
This woman here was in the movie Kill Bill. She is the bride.
Gosh.
You know, Tarantino once said about you don't want to confuse the audience, so you pretty much know.
I don't want to.
Bill's going to die.
I don't want to ask the initials. I want to do it without it, but I.
I'm trying to think of some other movies she was in. Gosh, she's been in so much.
I see her. I mean, I'm just dumb. Give me the initials.
UT.
Uma Thurman. Damn it.
It is Uma Thurman's birthday. Umer.
Umer.
That's Maya Hawke's mama.
I had a grandma named Emma, and everybody called her Emmer.
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 58.
55 now.
She is 55 years old. That's a good start.
Why, thank you.
Let's keep it going for this meth head who won Wimbledon, I think, at least a couple times. Used to have long hair.
Oh, gosh. It's not Hingis.
He got overshadowed by his contemporary at the time, yes. Pete Sampras.
Yes. Double A.
Yep.
Arn Anderson. No, Andrew, Andre Agassi.
Andre Agassi's birthday.
Yeah.
It's not Awesome Angelo's birthday.
Do you ever understand the correlation of how Canon, the camera company, saw that he would help them in marketing cameras?
God, I forgot it was Canon.
But it, like, that's just...
It's long odd. Hair, man.
This is odd, but and it obviously worked for they kept him for many years.
I bought a freaking head racket because of Andre Agassi.
He used
head rackets.
It's not the first time you've bought anything head. I was talking about glass bone blown pipes. You were thinking oral festivities.
That guy Dollywood, he blows glass.
Yeah, I bet he's good.
Yeah.
I don't know his real name, but
glass blower.
That's pretty.
They call him Glass.
George Glass. How old, Paige? What would you say? Do you even remember who we're guessing? Because yeah. I don't.
Agassi?
Andre Agassi. Don't add a letter to his last name like some people like to do.
Oh, yes. 59 now.
I'll say 58.
He is also 55 years old.
Damn.
Of course.
Yeah. You know this song? Do you know this tune? Mm-hmm. School Lunch Menu is on the way shortly.
Wilson Phillips.
It is Wilson Phillips. And it's not China's birthday. So it ain't a Philip.
Wilson. Nancy. No, that's Hart.
Her first name is a derogatory term for a festival worker.
Carney.
Carney Wilson.
You could have said her last name's not Asada.
Oh, that's good.
Carney.
Carney. Was she in Playboy? I think she was.
I don't believe so.
Look that up. I legit think she was.
I think you're thinking of
China.
And that was a different China. Somebody. Oh, Chinese Laura.
You want to turn around and kiss a dude?
Kiss a dude?
Is it Michael? Hang on a second. Carney Wilson, Playboy. I'm pretty sure that was the thing.
She never did.
I didn't know that.
Because she lost. Yeah.
No.
She lost a lot of weight. Yeah, I forgot she was in. That's good, too.
Oh. Do you spell Carney like Asada or with an IE?
I don't know how the Mexicans spell it, but IE.
IE. Huh.
Yeah, she had belly bypass. I would have looked at her fat in there, put her in there. Why they had Playboy XL? I would have bought that.
You're so weird.
Well, I mean, like, he's right. I mean, now it's like thick girls and stuff is like, you know, in fashion. Back then, it was like it'd be skinny as a rail. And I was like, why? Like, what was that one, that plus size model that made it? Like, she really laid out the...
Who was it, Lane Bryant?
No.
Ashley.
That's Ashley? The furniture store.
I can't remember you talking.
That's the woman, though. She's like brunette.
Yeah,
like,
she's really pretty.
Like, not in a, like, I want to sit here and play myself, but I'd like to see her naked. Because, I mean, like, she's got a great body.
Pretty face.
Sometimes you got to open the flaps to see the circus, right? The clowns don't dance.
Thinking about the OK Corral in Dodge City.
The clowns don't dance
open
outside
up the
for
flaps.
Free. To see the circus, the clowns don't dance outside for free.
No, you got
to
pay your two bits to go inside. It's like the bearded lady, oddly enough.
How old's Carney? 58.
58.
She's 57 years old.
Well, damn
Carney
it.
Wilson.
Dad, blame it.
Can't win.
Is she still this in shape?
I don't know. I think she's ballooned both ways.
How does that happen with this stomach stapling? Like, did she it come unstapled? Or
I think it still...
Do the staples kind of like, you know how when you get stitches, sometimes they'll just, it's like gelatin where it will just kind of, the sutures, you know, how it'll just...
Karma sutures.
Go away? No, that's putting off sex.
It is Jan's birthday from the Brady Bunch. Eve Plum. Gonna get your plum.
I saw her at an airport, highly intoxicated.
Oh, Lord.
I'd rather see Kelsey Plum naked.
Yeah, I kind of would too, actually. I don't see everybody naked. Eve Plum.
I know. 63?
60.
67 for Eve Plum. It's funny you mentioned, you just mentioned the movie that this lady's in. She was Catwoman in Batman Returns, but she was also in Scarface.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
It is Michelle Pfeiffer's birthday.
Yeah.
She was in Grease too. I forgot about
that. She was in one of our favorite movies as well.
Scarface.
No. Shoot. Help me. Help me. Help me.
Help me, Ron.
New Bomb Turk.
The Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights.
Okay.
She was Tony Danza's. She was pissed that he was going to Vietnam.
He's fighting.
He's fighting. 69 for fun.
67.
She is 67 years old, Paige. Gets another point.
I was just saying what I was doing later today.
Oh. Okay.
He is considered widely regarded the greatest actor that ever lived. The star of Phantom Thread was his last movie.
Phantom Thread.
Yep. It was a PTA movie. It was about a dressmaker. I didn't really like it, but he was good in it.
That is.
I'll ask for the initials.
DDL. You should have got it when I said greatest actor ever.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
It is Daniel Day-Lewis's birth. Last of the Mohicans. My Left Foot.
Lincoln.
Your Left Nut. One of those he was in.
I get him mixed up with Harold. Is it Edward or Harold James? Edward James? Almost? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, Daniel Day-Lewis is Irish.
Okay. They're not related.
Edward James Olmos is definitely not Irish.
What about Haley Joel Osment? Is he related to him?
All he's right, a
70.
71.
Daniel Plainview, Daniel Day-Lewis, is 68 years old. Let's go with this fella right
Wait
here.
Wait a minute. So did he also play Richie Valens?
I'm finished. No, that was freaking Lou Diamond Phillips. Do you know?
Everybody with three names. I get confused.
Do you know they've...
Who was Lee Harvey Oswald?
Oh, boy.
Patsy?
Go ahead.
That they are completely doing a new Young Guns is confirmed by Emilio. He's going to be in it. He even said Christian Slater's in it. Lou Diamond Phillips is in it.
Okay.
Wow. Dude's got a bunch of ideas.
Will he be bottomless again?
Hopefully.
Young Guns?
Kramer.
No, it is
Julia Louis Dreyfus.
Is the star himself.
Jerry.
What's the deal with having a deal?
Jerry Seinfeld. I know this is a big ripe 70 today.
Okay, 70.
Oh, you're so close. Both of you. Bump up one more for me.
Oh, what's 71? The deal with 71?
We got a big one. This is our last one.
You were friends on Facebook and he had your
number. We were friends by text message, so drunk over here messed up.
Oh,
what'd you do that for? No, it wasn't me.
Because I can't say that. Look, we got two big ones here. This one we'll start with. And we got a big happy heavenly.
Willie.
It is Willie's birthday.
Redheaded stranger.
Willard Lawrence Nelson IV. I don't know if that's his name, but sounded good.
He's 92 or 93. I'll go half credit on either.
Willie Nelson Jr. III is 92 years old today. And we got a happy heavenly. Unfortunately, he lost his life at the Daytona 500.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold your threes up right now. Dale Sr. would have been 74 years old today. Dale David Lawrence Earnhardt Jr. Rest in peace.
Man.
I can't even talk about it. I get choked up. Choked off. Choked out.
Don't get choked again.
Can't get choked again. Watch this drive.
I hate that. That's one that really gets me.
It is sad.
It's so sad.
I mean, imagine just in a split second.
I know.
Did you see Chipper Jones go after Joey Logano on X this past weekend?
No.
Because Chipper, just like in true redneck Florida fashion, is watching the race. And he tweets at Joey Logano. And then Dale Jr. comments, "Holy S, Chipper." So either I feel like Junior doesn't like Logano, or there might be some kind of drama there.
Some heat.
But I guess Chipper don't like Logano for sure.
Well, we've heard of that, Logano having heat.
He does. Yeah, he gets that out of people, man. he'll drive somebody one way and then kind of complain if it happens to him. Yeah. Well, Danny Hamlin does the same thing too. They all do it.
And also, you normally say his name is Logan-O. Like
Logan-O.
You're like the only person I hear that does that.
At least they don't try to kill people like Austin Dillon did in the race last year.
Christ, man, crap. And doesn't, like, he didn't get anything for that,
Sam Smith.
He didn't get any.
He got the win, but he couldn't count it for a playoff position.
So you get all the money, but you just can't count it in points?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, NASCAR was like, oh, you can't go to the playoffs. It's like Ross Chastain drove against the wall to finish the race. You can't do that anymore.
It's like bumper bowling.
Took it into the wall.
It's like Pete Weber's like, put the bumpers up.
I know.
Oh, God.
PDW.
Folks, I would like to say thank you for listening to today's show. Tomorrow, the first one in a while, Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries. Ooh. For those of you that like going to the zoo, I'm going to rock your world tomorrow morning.
Oh.
All right, that might be too strong. Rock your world. That's what Paige would do during a free-form lunch.
She really will.
I'm going to make you think about the next time you go to a zoo. Mm. And it's not about abuse or anything like that. So don't say, oh, I can't listen. It's not about that. It's just like...
Oh, animals.
You go and you look at something, and then you read the little... It's usually a nice little placard that's hanging there on the wall. It tells you, you know, what that animal came from, what it derived from, what it eats, how much it's going to weigh, how old it's going to live to be, and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to make you think about a lot of that. So I found I like going down these rabbit holes. I do.
Well, you can fit down them now.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Be careful.
You're going down that fat rabbit hole, maybe.
Alice was very thin. You know, that's why she got down there. But that Mad Hatter, I mean, his hat long enough. I mean, that thing was thick. It had some girth on that hat.
I know. She was a realistic depiction. You know, she wouldn't have fit.
And they say it's a parable for something. Who knows? So we'll get that tomorrow. Also, get today's podcast. You can find it on Google Music, Apple Music, the Audacy app, AUDACY, and the goodies inside of Sam Goodies at McAllister Square. Get it there as well. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands, and God bless America. It is good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.